Thanks for tuning in to Freedom House Podcast. We're always encouraged to know God is working through this church as we change our world one life at a time. Stay connected by following us on social media at Freedom House OC. We hope you enjoy this message.
So grab your Bibles tonight. I'm going to kick that off. I got an exciting word tonight. I can't not wait to share. And when you got your Bibles and you got your message outline, if you're physically able to, stand to your feet with me and let's read this together here. I'm going to read one verse. I got a lot of supporting text, but essentially my exegesis came out of this particular verse here in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. And if you're there, say, I'm there. The Bible reads like this. It says, I have been crucified, Paul writes to the church in Galatia. I have been crucified with Christ. Notice he didn't say Christ was just crucified for me. He says, I was crucified with Christ. He put himself right next to Jesus, lives in me. He says, the life that I now live in my body, I live it by what? By faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul makes the most powerful statement and he says, Christ gave me his life and now I don't live, but what I do is I manage the life of Christ through my life. And I'm gonna tell you something, that's not always convenient. Being a church, let's build up our spirit, build up our faith, and we can feel like we're victorious in Christ because we are. Speak to us, Holy Spirit, and give me the grace to communicate this message to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say, amen. Just tell someone next to you, it's a little inconvenient, but just love Jesus. Say that. Come on, somebody. Welcome all those gonna walk this on our program of heart. Jesus, say that. Come on, somebody. Welcome all those gonna walk this on our program of Heart After God. And also on podcast, you are in the room with us in Jesus' name. Well, let me start right here. Have you ever noticed that some of the greatest things in life are not convenient? Come on now, be real, okay? Like some of the greatest things that we want, reality is they're never really convenient. Like, let's be honest, don't you just wish that abs were so easy? Come on, can I get an amen? I just wish that they were just so easy to get abs. I wish that would be so easy. Like, so I heard someone say, abs are made in the kitchen. I'm like, I don't see the ingredients in my fridge. Like, I tried making some abs, but, you know, when I go to my fridge, I have oleo, come on, somebody. And amen. What does that even mean, abs are made in the kitchen? I guess how you cook, but anyway, praise the Lord. You know, like, I wish, like, some of the things that are so great are not so convenient sometimes. Like, let's all be honest, you know, it's not so convenient sometimes just getting married. Some of you still paying off that wedding. It's okay, praise the Lord. It's not, you know, it's like there's so much like planning and you know, you got to be nice. Come on, somebody. And praise the Lord, sorry. You know, there's like so much that's going on. Getting married takes a ring. And praise the Lord. And, you know, so it's like a lot, but that's just one level. I mean, getting married, how about, you know, so it's like a lot, but that's just one level. I mean, getting married, how about staying married? Don't leave me hanging up here. How many know it takes some work to stay married? Okay, getting married is one thing, but a marriage don't work until a marriage gets to work. I'll save the rest for marriage conference. I don't want to use all my material. Just joking. Yeah, but it takes work staying married. If you're going to be married and celebrate that 40th year anniversary, it ain't just going to happen conveniently. There's going to be some inconvenience along the way. There's going to be a lot of things you're going to have to get done, you know, to do that. I mean, it's some of the greatest things are inconvenient. I mean, building wealth. It's not always convenient because you want to conveniently just spend. Come on now. You know, I want to just go buy whatever I want at the same time have retirement. It's not always so convenient. You got to learn to say to yourself no today so you can say yes tomorrow. You know? And it's not always so convenient trying to build a career. It's not always so convenient trying to graduate analogy. I could give you, analogy after analogy after analogy, but the truth is the greatest things in life are not always so convenient. As a matter of fact, the greatest things in life are always gonna cause us to have to walk through this road called inconvenience. Help us, Lord. Because Lord knows sometimes I wanna walk through the convenient road. But the truth is, the greatest things in life are gonna force us to walk through this road called inconvenience. In the verses we just read, Paul is writing to the church in Galatia. And what he's writing to the church in Galatia is so powerful because he's actually speaking to the church who, in the convenience by this legalistic religious, they were called Judaizers during the time, who were literally putting on all of these Judaizers during the time, who were literally putting on all of these additional rules on God's people. And Paul started writing to them saying, hey, you guys are trying to put all these legalistic rules about stuff that really ain't even necessary. And Paul starts writing from a place of gratitude. He's like, listen, I know that what Jesus did was inconvenient. He died for me, but I'm so grateful for what he did on the cross that I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And Paul was writing from this perspective that I'm just so grateful for what Jesus did. Now, in this moment, can I just say, aren't you grateful for what Jesus did on the cross? Come on, somebody, give God a clap, amen? So when people try to say, you know, you got to say these many prayers in order to get God to do something and repeat this prayer 25 times and then maybe, you know, come on, somebody. Okay, I'm going to love Jesus because Jesus died on the cross. And why do I need to go to anyone else? I could just go straight to Jesus and I can come before the throne and I can talk to him. I'll get the two amens. Come on, somebody. I can go straight to Jesus. And so Paul is saying, I'm so grateful for what Jesus did. I'm so grateful for what Jesus has done in my life. And he's writing from this perspective that man, what Jesus did is awesome. But then Paul takes it a step further and he says, and because Jesus is so awesome and he was willing to be inconvenienced and die on the cross, he's like, I now am willing to be inconvenienced for Jesus because I'm grateful. You know, when we're truly grateful, we'll truly be willing to be inconvenienced. I mean, when you truly appreciate, talk to me, moms. You're like, if you knew what I had to go through, I'll take the woo, come on now. If you knew what I had to go through to get this ready, you'd be a little more grateful. Your friend would be a little more grateful if they knew how far you had to drive to go pick them up and then get to church. And you're like, hey, can you go get me that? Oh, come on, see, anyway, all right. You know, Paul was like, I'm so grateful for what Jesus did, but now I'm willing to be inconvenienced for Jesus. Because he realized that the life that he's been called to live for God, and he says, I have been a life of convenience, but a life, pardon me, I no longer live, but Jesus lives with me. And what Paul was fulfilling was, I no longer live, but Jesus lives with me. And what Paul was fulfilling was when Jesus said in Matthew 16, 24 and 25, I want to show you here on the screens, the Bible says this, then Jesus said to his disciples, he said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and what? Follow me. He says, whoever wants to be, watch this here. He was fulfilling what Jesus said. He says, if you want to be my disciple, he says, you got to deny yourself. That means die to yourself, your selfishness. We have to die to our desires and our wants and what we feel is our right. It's my right. It's like what they tell you about your driver license. It's not a right, it's a privilege. But it's my right. It's my life. God's like, I created you. He says, I must die to myself, and he says, I must take up my cross and then follow me. Jesus is like, if you want to follow me, you have to be willing to pick up your cross. Now, here's what I know about going on a journey, is when I'm going to go on a journey, I'm not thinking about putting stuff on. I'm thinking about taking stuff off. Okay. But Jesus says, when you're going to follow me, I want you to pick up your cross, then follow me. That sounds like inconvenient. You know, like if you're gonna run a marathon, you're probably gonna wanna wear those little shorts. Come on, don't wear them to church, but you know, you wanna wear those little shorts, and you wanna, you know, praise the Lord, and those little shorts, you know, fellas, and then you wanna go running, big old 50 pound backpack. Let me grab this big old 50 pound backpack, then let me go run the marathon. Right, but Jesus is like, no, I want you to pick up your cross. Why? Because I believe, watch me now, because we're gonna dive in right now. Come on, somebody. Is Jesus was saying, I am calling you to an inconvenient Christianity. A Christianity that is not always gonna be convenient. A life that is not always gonna seem like just the right time, and this just right. Matter of fact, when Jesus called the first disciples, they were fishing, Peter and Andrew, and then Jesus was like, follow me. I think Peter and Andrew were like right now? Like, sure, I'll follow you. Let me call you up. I'll hit you on Twitter. What's your handle? At Jesus? Let's do it. Follow. He's like, no, I want you to follow me right now. They're like, right now? I'm a little busy at the moment, Jesus. I'm trying to fish. I'm trying to get lunch, and I'm trying to get dinner. If I get home and there's no dinner on the table, come on, son. You know, I'm gonna get in trouble. And he's probably like, and he's like, no, I want you to follow me right now. At this moment, it sounded inconvenient. It's like right at this moment, yes, right now. Because when God calls us, the calling is always gonna come, not at the most convenient time, because the God that we serve is actually what we're doing it for. This is a principle that is true about life, because here's the reality. Everything great comes through inconvenience. And here's the reality. Everything great comes through inconvenience. And here's what we gotta understand, is that the closer you wanna get to God, the closer you gotta get to inconvenience. I'm trying to work this thing. Because, see, we think the closer I can get to God, the closer I'll get to convenience. But Jesus said, pick up our cross and follow him. In other words, it's going to come through inconvenience, but I will come closer to him. For example, if I want to get closer to God, I may have to sacrifice some things. If I want to get closer to God, I may have to wake up and read my Bible first, not read my Instagram first. I may have to inconvenience myself, and I need to not read all the Facebook posts. I need to put my face in his book and post up in his, come on, somebody. It's gonna be inconvenient because, you know, I wanna post. I got this real good picture I wanna post. I got a good quote. No, it ain't time for you to, right now it's time for you to put that to the side, feel inconvenient, and get to the presence of God, because you can only get closer to God through inconvenience. Listen, if you're gonna get closer to God, you may have to not sleep in. And it might inconvenience us. And next, those 10 minutes of sleep, it's like, just 10 more minutes, Lord. No, I need to wake up 10 minutes earlier because I got to pray before I do something. I'll take the clap from over there. Thank you, ma'am, or miss, sir. I don't know who it was, but amen. Inconvenience. I can only get closer to God by the level I'm willing to be inconvenienced. But if I'm looking to get closer to God through convenience, then I'll always miss where God is, because God said, pick up your cross and follow me. I want you to write down, because I got some points about inconvenience. It's going to help somebody. Tell your neighbor, it's going to help us. It's going to help us. Trust me, this is going to help you get closer to God. This is going to help you see the blessing of God come over every area of your life. Write this down. Point number one, what do we got to understand about following God through inconvenience? Is that never choose the convenient over your call. Somebody. That just tastes good. Come on, somebody. You see, if we're going to be purpose people, if we're going to be men of God, if you're going to be a woman of God, if you're going to be a young person who's going to go further, if you're going to be a grandparent that's not going to die, you know, trying to survive, but you're going to die thriving, then you're going to have to get in your spirit that I cannot choose the convenient over my calling. I got to choose my calling over the convenient. Who am I talking to tonight in Jesus' name? If I'm going to be the husband that I never saw my father be, then I got to not choose convenience. I got to choose my calling. If I'm going to be the true witness of Christ, then I can't follow what's convenient. I got to follow what I've been called to do. And I can't mess around when I've been called. I got this calling up in my life, and it's 2018. But I want what's convenient. I want to do great. But I want what's convenient. I want to do great things conveniently. I want to do big things, Pastor, conveniently. God cannot use you beyond your willingness to be inconvenience. Come on, somebody. We have to say, God, I'll be inconvenienced. We've got to let inconvenience be the driving force that prompts us. It's okay. I'm going to search you, God, through this attitude. Jesus came in conveniently, and I want to read you this, Philippians 2, 5 through 8. Watch what the Bible says. You must have the same attitude asking us to have a good what? So not just a good attitude, he wants us to have a Christitude. I just made a good attitude. He wants us to have a Christitude. I just made up a new word. Come on, somebody. A Christitude. Okay? He wants us, he says, have the same attitude as who? Christ Jesus. So he's like, I want you to have the same attitude. He says, verse 6, though he was God, did not think equally with God as something to be cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges, and he took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. And when he appeared in human form, verse 8, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. The scripture makes it very clear to us that it was inconvenient for Jesus to come, that he emptied himself of his divine who he was in God, and he humbled himself to come as a man. It wasn't convenient for Jesus to come, but what did Jesus choose? He chose his calling over convenience. It wasn't convenient for Christ to come down to earth. Do you think he wanted to have his beard ripped out? Do you think he wanted to have, you know, the crown of thorns over his head? If you read the scriptures, it actually says that Jesus, our Savior, said this. He says, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me. He told it. He's like, if there's any other way, I don't want to get. If there's any other way, let the cup pass from me. But he's like, if there's any other way, let the cup pass from me. But then he said this, but not my will, but your will be done. In other words, I will go through inconvenience to see salvation be birthed in this generation. If Jesus chose convenient, we wouldn't have the cross. We wouldn't have resurrection power, and we wouldn't even have salvation. But it was through inconvenience that we saw the greatest thing come in our generation. And I'm going to tell you right now, the greatest thing is going to come into your family, into your marriage, into your future, into your finances, into this house, and into this world when there's believers who understand it's going to come through inconvenience. Oh, help me, Jesus. Some of you don't, I feel like some of you are like, I don't know if I want this, pastor. I got to tell you the truth. I wish I could just give you dessert, but I got to give you some meat sometimes. I know you don't want the lentils, but come on, somebody. No, pastor, preach one of those bless me messages. I'm trying to preach you a bless me message, but it ain't going to come through convenience. It's going to come through inconvenience. Talk to me, somebody. Gonna come through dying to myself, saying, I don't, but I do. But I choose my calling over my convenience. Every day I wake up, God, I don't want to choose my convenience over my calling, because there are so many people that choose convenient over their calling. And here they are with so many dreams, but they bow to their convenience. And they'll say things like, the devil. It's not the devil. The devil's a defeated foe. The devil already lost. The devil's like a roaring lion. He ain't got no teeth. He got to roar, but he got no teeth. And so it's not the devil. We think the devil, pastor, it's not the devil. It's convenience that stops so many men from getting closer to God. Because I want to get closer to God, but I want it to be convenient, pastor. I want it to be like, you know, come on. Why do I got to wake up so early? Why do I have to fast to see the miracle? Why can't I just, like, happen fast? Is there, like, a fast food section in the kingdom? Finally, you know, come. I want the convenient one. Be finally, you know, come. I want the convenient one. He didn't say, follow me with your lazy boy. He said, follow me with your cross. I'll take the four claps tonight. That's all right. It's okay. As long as my wife's clapping, I feel good tonight. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Okay, can I give you the second one? Tell your neighbor, it's gonna get gooder. It's gonna get gooder. I got to preach in me tonight, okay? Come on, can I get some more time tonight? Okay, don't worry, I'll get you out on time. The sign's on. Point number two, write this down. Actually, before you write down point number two, what does your attitude say? Because the Bible says have the same attitude of Christ. What does your attitude say, not your actions? Because you know, we can do something but not have the right attitude. Did you know you can do an action for God and still lose your blessing by not having the right attitude? The nation of Israel walked through the wilderness with the wrong attitude and they didn't get into the promised land. So I don't want to go through what I'm going to go through with the wrong attitude. If I'm going to go through it, I'm going to go through it right. Somebody say amen. Now write point number two. Oh, this one's good. Faith is rarely convenient. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. Because they don't want to hear this point. I know, I wish I could change it. Put it, faith is convenient, Pastor. No, faith is actually rarely convenient. Serving God is rarely convenient. Smile at me tonight, okay? Here's what happens to so many of us when we're serving God is what happens is when we're serving God and we're living for Christ, when something's inconvenient, we're so surprised. This is so, I'm supposed to do what right now? And we're like, appalled right now? And we're like, appalled. I am baffled. Come on, somebody. Use whatever words you choose. I am, are you kidding me? 21, 20, 21? Come on, son. What? We are going to pray for how long? We are going to do what? I'm supposed to read. How many pages are in the Bible? And we're surprised. We are appalled when faith is inconvenient. When the truth is, we should not be surprised when we're called to be inconvenient. We should actually be surprised when it's convenient. We should actually be like, oh my God, this is so easy. That's awesome. And we should actually be like, this is going to require so much inconvenience. I'm ready for this anyway because I want to see my breakthrough. Why? Because I want to see God move. God told me to pick up my cross. And when I went to the altar, I didn't just pick up a lazy boy. I picked up my cross and I picked up that I'm going to follow Jesus. No longer I live, but Christ lives in me and in my body. Come on, somebody. I'm living this life through faith. Any people in the house that are still willing to be inconvenienced for the glory of God? Volunteer and show up early? What? I'm supposed to give how much? 10%? Gah! Don't worry, we already picked up the offering. Well, I'm not picking up an offering. Calm down. Gah! How much? I'm supposed to park where? Gah! Come on. Come on. Don't they know? Why can't it be more convenient? Faith is rarely convenient. But when we let God renew our minds, you're really going to see the power of God flow through your life when you say, I'll go through whatever inconvenience for the glory of God. Who am I talking to tonight in Jesus' name? Forgiveness is rarely convenient. Let's be honest. Whenever you need to forgive, it's never convenient. You're not like, oh, this is a fantastic time to forgive. This is fantastic. I've been waiting for this all my life. Hold on. Come on, sweetheart. You're not like, this is the great time to turn the other cheek. I was waiting for a moment. Go ahead. Slap this one too. It's never convenient to forgive. It's never convenient to turn the other cheek. It's never convenient to have to be nice when you want to be upset. It's to say, come on, somebody, when you got a whole lot to say. Come on, somebody. Don't look at me with those holy eyes. Not me. Actually, they should, we ought to reset. Now you got to hold your thumbs, not your tongue. Because you're like,
on, somebody. Who am I talking to? Hold on. I got to reply before they reply. Because come on, somebody. I got to reply. Come on. You need to hold your thumbs. Come on, somebody. Who am I talking to tonight? Erase that post. Go, that was the word you needed. Go online and erase that post right now. Come on. Delete and don't save it for just in case. Come on. Faith is rarely convenient. Let me give you the scripture. Come on, somebody. Say, this is good. Luke 6:11, the Bible says at, Luke 6:11, the Bible says at this, the enemies of Jesus were wild with rage. Watch this now. Jesus had enemies. Quick point. If you got haters in your life, don't trip. Don't trip. Jesus had haters. He's perfect. Sinless. Like healing people. I mean, just making Chick-fil-A pop up. Bam. I mean, let's be honest. If I could just make Chick-fil-A pop up for everybody, I figure everybody loved me. People didn't even, they hated on Jesus. They were mad at Jesus. So if they're mad at you, don't trip. Come on, somebody. Say amen, okay? It says the enemies of Jesus were wild with rage and began to discuss what to do with this Jesus. This Jesus getting on our nerve. I'm gonna. And the Bible says in verse 12, one day soon afterward, Jesus went up on the mountainside to pray, and he prayed to God all night. Now, tonight we are praying all night. Lock the doors. How many know that's pretty inconvenient? Jesus was like, he prayed all night. That was inconvenient. Why? Because faith is rarely convenient. He had to get in God's presence. So don't try to get in their face. Get into God's presence and he'll change it. Point number three, I got to go quick. Come on, somebody. Okay. Oh, this is one's good. What you love will always inconvenience you. Lord Jesus, ayúdalos. This is good. What you love will always inconvenience you. And I know that's a very dogmatic statement, very like always. Come on, always, always inconvenience you. I'll prove the point. How many married folks you got in the house? Raise your hand if you're married. Come on, raise your hand. Show! Good job. Register for the marriage conference. Okay. You love your spouse? You better say yes. Good. Okay. Amen. I got an amen from back here. Good man. Yes. With love, though, does your spouse ever inconvenience you? Somebody. One guy said, not at all. You lying, brother. Come on, somebody. Somebody. Does your spouse ever inconvenience you? Come on, say it. Let's be honest, there ain't nobody on planet Earth that could inconvenience you like they could inconvenience you. I love my wife, but I was on my way to church. I would have been here 5 minutes even earlier than I was. I was in my car, put it in rewind. I get a text, honey, I think I left the curling iron on. So I'm like, let the house burn down, go back to the house, which one? So I had to conveniently go back to the driveway, all the way upstairs, and turn it on. I love you, honey, but what I love always inconveniences me. Come on, somebody, say amen! It inconveniences me. Come on, somebody, say amen! Can I go a little deeper? How many have kids? You love them? Do they inconvenience you? Can I do an altar call just for that right now? Come on, altar call for who's inconvenienced from. They're like, these kids, my goodness, every time I turn around, they want something from the. They don't even live at home anymore. They're calling me and texting me. Don't point. Come on, grandparents. You know what I'm talking about. You know. I'm going to pick on Fido. How many got pets? You love them? They ever inconvenience you? Dumb dog, what's wrong with you? The goldfish will get on your nerves too. Stinking tank gets dirty every time. Come on, somebody. such an inconvenience. I gotta make this.
What you love will always inconvenience you. You love Jesus? Oh, why'd you have to go there, Pastor Josiah? I said, do you love Jesus? Because what you love will always, because what you love will always inconvenience you. Always. You see, what we need as believers in this generation that are willing to give not convenient love, inconvenient love. Because too many people want to love conveniently. They want to serve conveniently. Too many people want to do great things conveniently, but it's never going to happen, man of God, through convenience. You are never going to become the man of God that you are called to be through convenience. You are never, listen to me, woman of God. You are not going to become the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31 by skipping chapter 1 through 30. You're going to have to go through every chapter and every verse in order to become the woman of God that you've been designed by heaven to become. You are not going to achieve, grandparent, the break of generational strongholds that you did when you were 25 and now you're 60 and you're going, how am I going to ever change it? It's not going to be changed through convenience. It's going to be changed through inconvenience. And because I love greatly, I'm willing to love inconveniently. I will forgive when I don't want to. I will pray when I don't want to. I will fast when I don't want to. I will sow when I don't want to. I will go to church when I don't want to. I will love. I will give grace. I will turn the other cheek. I will hug when I don't want to. I'm going to be kind even when I don't want to. Why? Because I'm called to an inconvenient love. I'm going to pick up my cross and I'm going to do what God has called me to do, even when I don't feel like doing it. I'm going to wake up when I don't want to. I'm going to, come on, who am I speaking to? Give God a shout. Give God a praise. We love you, God. I don't know who, that God is searching for a church that is willing to be inconvenienced. That is willing to be inconvenienced. Every first Saturday of the month, we're gonna start doing our Love Our City events. I just told our team today, first Saturday, we're gonna go love on the homeless. We're gonna go, you know, do people's laundry. We're gonna clean the park. We're gonna go just love on people. Why does it gotta be on Saturday? Oh man, that's my day off. Come on, Pastor. Because the world can never be changed through convenience. We're gonna do a grand opening. And for the first six months, we're gonna crack this place open. And my prayer is, they're going to say, what is happening at that Fred's house? What is that? Who's Fred? Freedom, sir. Oh, got it. Come on, somebody. I see droves of people. They go in one way, but they come out another way. Who are those people that they're wearing vests and they're loving on people all the way on Harbor, helping people park, and they're driving the shuttle with the people all the way on Harbor, helping people park, and they're driving the shuttle with a smile on their face, and they're like, come on the party, but we're going to church. Who are those people, and why do they do that? That seems so inconvenient. And we're going to say, want to know why we do it? Because we're called to give an inconvenient love, and we're going to shower this place with the love of God. Why? Because I'm going to pick up my cross and see the glory of God fall in this. But if there's anyone in this house who believes that, shout yes. Hallelujah. Oh God. I got to read you this verse. But I want to learn more about God. but I don't want to read the Bible. Come on, somebody. Read the next verse. Peter asked this question. We're going to pray right now, okay? Then Peter said to Jesus, legitimate question. He's like, Jesus, man, we've given up everything to follow you. You know, Peter's having one of those moments. Man, I've given up everything. Can't have no fault, Jesus. Give it all. Come on, somebody. He's having one of those human. He says, what are we going to get? He just kind of had this moment of like, I sacrificed, I sowed, I forgave, I turned the other cheek. I'm like, I don't even know what more I could do. He said 70 times 7. I'm like getting slapped around sometimes. What are we going to get? I want you to see what Jesus replies, because this is for every person. Whoever has faith to receive it, let it be according to your faith in Jesus' name. Jesus replied, he said, I assure you that when the world is made new, in other words, when the trumpet sounds, the sky opens up, and Jesus returns, and we get raptured into the air. Talk to me like the rapture's still gonna happen, amen. He says, when everything's made new, and the Son of Man sits upon his glorious throne, and you have been my followers, will also sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Next verse, and he says this to all of us, and everyone, and who? And who? That's all of us. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or property for my sake is going to receive 100 times. God, everyone who will receive 100 times as much in return and will inherit eternal life. In other words, every man and woman who was willing to be inconvenienced, you better get ready, because God's going to release 100-fold blessing to the man and the marriage and the grandfather that says, I'll be willing to be inconvenienced. I'll give up friends. I'll give up all that, God, to do what you call me to do. Someone shout amen.
Thanks for tuning in. We pray you're encouraged by this message. Show your support by sharing your favorite podcast on social media. See you next week.